Well, praise God. Welcome, everybody. This is Pastor Steve Akers. This is Changing the World Broadcast, Word and Power Ministries. It is a good day. It is an awesome day. Why is it such a good? Why could every day be so good? It's because God is on his throne. He is still God. Nothing has changed him. And he loves you and me. He sent Jesus to die for you and me. And that makes this a great, you know, we all have our problems and our struggles and our trials, but in the midst of that, knowing that God loves us and God is working for us, he's working to get us to a place just so we can go through in peace and joy and all, he wants to get that to you. That's one of the reasons he put it on our hearts to get on the radio and broadcast to you the truth of God to let you know he loves you. He loves you, and he wants to bless you. He doesn't want to beat you over the head with a stick. That's not the God of the Bible. See, trouble we get into, you know, it's all our fault. We're the ones that foul up. We're the ones that don't obey God. We have a responsibility. We have an accountability. But God loves us. He wants, even in spite of our struggles and issues, he loves us. Nothing we do can change that. We can foul up the biggest we've ever done, commit the most heinous sin there is. God still loves us and will help us get out of that situation, help us get into a place of his mercy and his grace. That's awesome. That should make you smile right now. That should know that God loves me. Just say that. Say, God loves me. Wow. Think about that. That's awesome. That is awesome. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We give all glory, all credit to you. It's all about you. It's not about us. We can't do anything without you. And we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your anointing. I thank you for the words that are going forth on this broadcast, that they'll touch lives. Lives will be changed. People will be saved, healed, and delivered because of this broadcast. It's not because of me, it's because of the power of God, it's the anointing of God, the presence of God. Father, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for moving on the people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Whoa, off to a good start. Jesus loves you. That little song that said, yes, Jesus loves me because the Bible tells me so. We're talking about that. The Bible is the final authority of God, and we have to make that choice like we talked about last week. Wow. You see, when you can make that choice, the Scriptures, the Bible, is my final authority, it sets a foundation in you of the Word of God, that everything you do is built upon that foundation of the Word, and Jesus is the Word. In John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in verse 14 of John chapter 1, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. That's Jesus. So the Word, when you build your life on the foundation of the Word, you're building your life on the foundation of Jesus. And that won't fail. Your foundation won't crumble when trouble comes. Your house won't be blown down because you built it on a good foundation. We all know that. You have to have a strong foundation if you want your house, your home, your building, whatever you're building, to stand and to stay and endure the storms and the winds and the troubles. So we must have that foundation. And our foundation is the Word. What God said. Now we love God, but we also love his Word. We honor his Word because that's what he said. And if God said it, he meant it, and he meant for it to come to pass what he said. We talked about that. His Word won't return to him void. So the Word's the first thing in this listing of what did God say. What is it God says about my identity? What is it God says I have or I need to approach? I need to know this. Well, number two is faith. Not faith in faith, not faith in the process, but faith in God. Faith in what God said. Honoring the Father. Honoring God and His Word by faith. And faith simply says it, put it in a simple way, it's just like this. Now, I can believe something and not be in faith, but I have to have belief to get over into faith. The best thing that describes it really is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It's a familiar verse if we talk about faith, but it says, now faith is... Now listen to the scripture carefully. Don't just read the verse over, but let the Spirit of God that's within you, and let your spirit hear the word of the Lord, not just read it and say, okay, I read that. No. Listen to the voice of the Lord as this verse is quoted to you, and hear what God is saying. God wants to speak to you right now in this verse about faith. Now, Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is. You hear him? Now, faith, he's telling you when faith is, and he's about to tell you what faith is. Faith is now. Faith is never in the past. It's now headed for the future. Faith always moves. Faith never stops or slows down. Faith doesn't quit or give up. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for or expected, and it's the evidence of things not seen. Think about that now. You see, if you have something in your hand, you don't need faith for it. You already have it. But if you don't see it physically in your hand, then you need to believe God by faith to receive what He's promised to you. So you see with the eyes of faith, not with your natural eyes, because you take the final authority of the Word, which you've chose to believe is the Word is your final authority, and you say, okay, if God said this, then I'm going to believe by faith I have what He says, even though I don't see it in the natural or see it physically before me through my five senses. I don't perceive it, but I perceive it in the Spirit. And God said, it's mine, so it's mine. Now, that's faith. That's a little synopsis of faith. So our faith is in God. It's in His integrity. It's in His finality that if He said it, it shall be done, it shall come to pass. And we need to understand that. So in Romans 1:17 now, the Scripture presents it this way. It says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, it says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Let's go back to the Romans now. Romans 1:17, that latter part of that verse, it says, the just shall live by faith. You are just if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him through Christ Jesus. Jesus died on the cross, paid the price, bore your sins, and you became righteous because of what He did, not because of what you did. All you did was receive the righteousness. So it's a free gift. You can't earn it. You can't do anything. You can't perform to get it. It is a free gift from God. So that makes you just before God, justified. Simply put, it means just as if I had never sinned. That's the way the Father sees us because of the blood of Jesus. So when I understand that position, then the faith, I can now understand that I am just, so I am righteous because of Jesus, and I will live by faith. I won't live by any other thing. I will live by faith in my God. I trust Him. He said it. It's true. It will come to pass. Now, I can't put a time limit on that because I'm not in charge of time. God is. But my faith and my trust in Him stand till I receive in the natural what He promised He would do. Now, that's a walk of faith. That's living by faith. See, in Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. For we must come to God and believe that he is. So if we don't believe that he's true, if we don't believe that he's the final authority, if we can't trust God, how are we going to receive anything from God? We must trust him. We must know God is true. God is forever. God is solid. God never changes. Then we can believe the latter part of that verse in Hebrews 11:6. It says, and he that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When we seek him out, he's going to reward us because that's his promise. That's his nature. His nature is to bless you and bless me. That's what he wants to do. But like I said, in I think it was last week, it said, we get in the way. We're the problem. We don't know how to receive, or we don't understand what God wants to do, and we get frustrated and we get confused. No, God said, I'm not the author of confusion. I'm the author of peace and love. He said, I give you a peace that passes all understanding. We don't even have to understand to have the peace of God. And we don't have to understand to stand on his word. If he said something in the word, it's a promise to me, then it's mine. Then I can receive it by faith and live that way. I live in that promise. And it shows up when God deems it to be, because God's in charge of the time. Sometimes he can't bless us because we're not quite ready for it. We wouldn't know how to handle it. So he has to get us to grow up a little bit so we can handle the blessing that he's about to put on us. That's awesome. That is so awesome. In James chapter 2, in verse 17, it says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. So it's not just that we believe. See, we have to put feet to our belief. That takes us into faith. In other words, when I believe what God said, then I will talk what God said. I will think what God said. I will live in that which God has said, even though I can't show it to you. But it's still mine by faith. And so I do. So we get into that. Because, see, we can't believe the devil. The devil's a liar. In John 8:44, it says he's the father of lies. There's no truth in him. So we can't listen to the devil. If the devil's talking to you, he's lying. Never listen to the devil. He's always lying. He can't tell you a truth. Because he is the father of lies. There's no truth in him. It's not in him. Fear is what cancels your faith. When you get... We're running out of time here. I'm going to have to get back into this next week. We'll talk about fear, and fear contaminates or pollutes our faith and causes it not to work. And see, what happens is when we get into fear, we stop trusting. We stop trusting the God we love. We stop trusting the God that we serve. And that's where, when we'll get into that in much more detail next week, because time just flies and we get to going and it just goes past us. So we'll pick it up next week. Don't miss it. Don't you dare miss it. I want to hear from you. I want to pray for you. Write us, please, at Word and Power Ministries, P.O. Box 521870, Longwood, Florida, 32752-1870. Our email address is info@wordandpower.us. That's wordandpower.us. Website is www.wordandpower.us. Don't miss next week. It's going to get good. Going to get some stuff you need. Listen, God loves you. We love you. We're changing the world one life at a time. We pray you're that person that is changed by God's word.